the brown and black belt level, our Masters Club events are targeting the black belt level. They are sophisticated. They are difficult. It's much more of the hardcore training. For instance, you might have a Masters Club event. For instance, we have one recently where most of the time was spent on recovering from a kick and getting back down to balance and getting out of alignment or getting out of distance. So it was all on kick recovery. That's a pretty sophisticated approach to training, and it's a pretty sophisticated approach to kicking, and it takes advanced students to be able to hang with you through a class of that level. You might take your Masters Club students down to the local boxing club and let the coaches there work with them on introducing them to some of the conditioning aspects of the boxing world, or bring a grappler in, a judo coach, to work with the Masters Club students. So whereas before we're focusing on just an introduction and beginning type of mindset in the classes, the Masters Club is going to target the advanced training, the real detailed work that students at that level are very hungry for. Now, before the halfway point of a student's entry-level program, their first 12 months of training, you want to make your Black Belt Club presentation before the halfway point. So if they're on a 12-month initial program, your Black Belt Club presentation is done before the 6 months. Why? Students have a tendency to count down payments. Let's say that up until the first 6 months, they're into your classes, they're making their tuition payments, everything's going hunky-dory. And then they get to that halfway point, and then maybe they're walking in the mall and they see a big screen TV that they want to own because football season's getting ready to start, and they think, God dang, I want to get that. I can't afford that right now, but I only have 6 more karate payments left. I only have 3 more karate payments left. And they count down their payments. You don't want that to happen. Before they get to the halfway point, you want to upgrade them in a renewal conference. The same thing applies to Masters Club. Before they reach the halfway point of their Black Belt Club, about the brown belt level, you want to sit down and present to them the Masters Club. Now, the Masters Club doesn't target black belt as a goal. It targets second degree black belt as a goal. So you're helping them to see beyond the black belt and to continue their training. Now, what are some of the privileges of Masters Club? One, black uniform. Now, if you're already wearing a black uniform, make it a white uniform or do whatever you want to do. Uniforms are a sticky subject with a lot of schools. In our case, entry-level students had white uniforms, Black Belt Club students could wear red uniforms, and Masters Club students could wear black uniforms. Why? Because black's got that kind of tough sense to it. And the Masters Club is a inner core, somewhat hardcore training presentation that's very appealing to the students. Of course, they get a special patch. They get a 10% discount on all retail equipment. Now, Black Belt Club, we didn't extend that. Why? Well, Black Belt Club members, for the most part, need this equipment for the first time. And in most cases, they're going to make the purchase anyway. By the time a student is qualified for Masters Club, they already have all the gear. They've got their gear bag. They may have their jacket, whatever. We want to use the discount to entice them to buy the more expensive training items that dedicated advanced students might want, like a Wave Master or a stretch rack. So we're going to discount those big ticket items for them, and we're more apt to help them get involved with those items. Seminars are free to them. Why? In most cases, they've already taken most of the seminars in the school. They've taken all the Black Belt Club events over the course of the last 2 years. So their level of enthusiasm for those is kind of a been there, done that. They usually don't attend anyway. And if they do attend, they're primarily going to help you out in a leadership position. So there's no need to charge them. You let them come if they like. However, you are going to create a special Masters Club class for them that's going to meet at least once a month, if not more. And in this class, you're going to work some serious stuff. It's a good idea to network with other schools, particularly the NAPMA schools in the area, where you can rotate instructors. Like, I'll go over and teach your Masters Club class on Friday. Following Friday, you come back and teach my Masters Club class. See, that's good for Black Belt Club students, but they're just not going to get as much out of it. It's kind of a waste to do that with an orange belt. But it's really exciting to do it with brown and black belts from another school. In our school, we also bring in a judo coach who specifically works with Masters Club students only because judo's rough stuff. But these guys are ready for it. Now we've got brown belts in judo who are competing in tournaments, and we're an official judo club. That's all done through the Masters Club. Now the black belt focus at that level is, again, a highly sophisticated, detailed level of training for those students. It's a way of rejuvenating their excitement, rejuvenating their enthusiasm. They're setting goals beyond black belt, they're setting goals now for second degree black belt, which is critical to your cash flow and critical to their success as martial artists. We don't want students to drop out at the black belt level. Now, whereas with the black belt club, the tuition had a down payment of $249, and then the tuition increased $10 a month, the same principle applies to the master's club. It's got a down payment of $249, then the tuition is going to bump up another $10. Now, you might think, the student would ask, well, why does it keep getting more expensive? Well, it's very simple. When you're a brand new student, it's not hard to find a leadership team student or a new black belt to work with you because you're like an empty cup. As you advance in training, the skill level of the instructor has to increase also. Once you get to the brown and black belt level, there's very few people in the school that can actually continue to lead you. In fact, it's going to mostly be me. And at that level, when you are working with a more advanced instructor, there's going to be a premium on that tuition because the skill level is a little bit different. And usually they're very understanding. In fact, they're looking forward to it. So you can see that through utilizing a strong black belt club program and by utilizing and implementing a strong master's club program, you can develop a lifetime relationship with students. You'll have students that will be with you 7, 8, 10, 12, 14 years, and that martial arts will become part of, but only if you are literally right ahead of them, implementing new curriculum, setting new goals, keeping the program exciting, not letting the student pass your curriculum up or pass your programs up to where they get bored and drop out. Your job is to stay on top of your material, and I think you'll find tapes just like this very, very advantageous to developing those kind of programs. I've enjoyed speaking with you. I hope that this program helps you to increase your renewals and dramatically increase the profitability of your school. I'm John Graydon. I've enjoyed it, and I hope to see you again soon.